This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A top GOP senator says the whistleblower at the heart of the Democrats' impeachment probe should be heard out and protected. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Iowa's Chuck Grassley chairs the Senate Finance Committee and is a longtime whistleblower advocate, with some Republicans criticizing the whistleblower for relying in part on secondhand information. Grassley says it should not be rejected out of hand and that nobody should be making judgments or pronouncements without first hearing from the whistleblower. President Trump said yesterday he's trying to find out just who the whistleblower is. Grassley says the person's request for confidentiality should be respected. Sagar Magani, Washington.
China marked 70 years under communist rule on Tuesday with a military parade. But in Hong Kong, demonstrators held a protest that led to violent conflicts with police. Video footage indicated that one protester was shot in the chest by police firing live rounds. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
In a video that went viral online, the as-yet unnamed 18-year-old can be seen swinging a pole at a police officer before he is shot at close range. Another video shows what is believed to be the same man lying on the ground injured, while a police officer holds down another protester. One person is in hospital in a critical condition, Hong Kong's hospital authority said, while at least another 14 have been injured. The police did not respond to requests for comment, but have said they fired live rounds into the air in previous clashes.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Demonstrators are calling for more autonomy in choosing their own leaders in Hong Kong. They also want an independent investigation into police brutality during demonstrations. This is VOA News. The Iraqi government said at least one person was killed and 200 injured Tuesday in clashes between protesters and security forces. The demonstrators gathered in Baghdad's Tahrir Square to call for action on high unemployment and poor government services. Police fired into the air as some 3,000 demonstrators tried to cross a bridge leading to Baghdad's Green Zone, where government buildings and foreign embassies are located. A government statement said 40 security force members were among the injured. U.S. factory activity hit its lowest level in more than a decade as President Donald Trump's trade wars take a toll on American and global manufacturing. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has more.
The Institute for Supply Management, an association of purchasing managers, said its manufacturing index shrank for the second straight month. That was not great news for investors on Wall Street, as the reported slowdown in manufacturing added to existing fears of weakening global growth. The nearly 15-month trade dispute with China, along with tariffs on steel, aluminum, and other products, may have been intended to help U.S. manufacturers, but it appears to be having the opposite effect. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The Justice Department's Inspector General says the Drug Enforcement Administration was slow to respond to America's opioid crisis and failed to develop a national strategy to combat the problem. That story by AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The watchdog report finds that as opioid-related deaths began spiking after 2013, the DEA held back one of its key enforcement tools, suspending manufacturers, distributors, and others to keep drugs from being diverted. There were nearly 60 of those orders in 2011, and 4 years later, just five. The report also cites the DEA for raising the amount of oxycodone that could be produced in a single year by nearly 400%. The DEA is agreeing to some of the recommendations in the report, including mandating prescriptions be electronic, not handwritten, to cut down on fraud. West Virginia's Attorney General Patrick Morrissey, who sued the DEA, says this mismanagement contributed to the senseless deaths of many Americans. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
At least 11 Afghan police officers were killed in northern Afghanistan when the Taliban attacked police checkpoints Monday night. That's according to the governor's spokesman. Meanwhile, intense fighting continues in another province in the north, where 30 police and armed locals, including the district governor and the district police chief, have been held under siege by the Taliban for 2 days. That's according to a local news outlet called Tolo News. The attack follows Taliban threats that contributed to a historic low turnout in the country's fourth presidential election on Saturday. No official winner has been declared. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.